They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? And so we see again here that we're going back and forth in chapter 1 about how Jesus is so much better than the angels. Okay, then when we get into chapter 2, he again compares Jesus to the angels. And it says in verse number 5, if you jump down to verse 5 of chapter 2, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But he has put it in subjection unto who? It's under subjection to Christ, but not to the angels. Verse 6, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Now, this is a quotation of a scripture that's talking about mankind in general. So mankind in general, human beings in general, the Son of Man in general, is a little lower than the angels. Does everybody see that? It says that God made man a little lower than the angels. He crowned man with glory and set him over the works of his hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Let's keep going. This gets easy to understand in a moment. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. So what the Bible's teaching here is that Jesus Christ is so much better than the angels. It said in chapter 1, right? Jesus is so much better than the angels. He has obtained a more excellent name. He's the creator. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Yea, he is God himself. Okay. And he is the express image of God the Father. So he's so far beyond the angels, it's not even funny. But then in chapter 2, he pulls out this idea that human beings in general are a little lower than the angels, and that Jesus Christ basically came down from his exalted position of being in heaven. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But what did he do? He made himself of no reputation. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was found in fashion as a man. And here's the thing. Here in Hebrews chapter 2, it's talking about the fact that Jesus was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. So he basically came down from his high and lofty exalted position far above the angels, far greater than the angels. He humbled himself and took on the form of a human being, which actually made him a little lower than the angels, because that's the human experience, is being a little bit lower than the angels. And what was the purpose of Jesus being made a little lower than the angels? It says, for the suffering of death, you know, so that he basically came down to this earth and was robed in human flesh and lived as man on this earth so that he could die for us, so that he could die on the cross for us. And that was the main purpose of his coming. Obviously, he did a lot of things while he was here, but the main thing is that he came to save us. And he gave his life on the cross, and he was buried and rose again. And the Bible says,